Yo, 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 K-State Nation, this is Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. This is another mini busy night here on the recording side for this podcast here, as I am back from Kansas City. Did a 5K earlier today, and we'll talk about that, and of course make my announcement here on the podcast, folks. Again, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State and outside of K-State, with yours truly. So definitely make sure, first off, make sure, if you love what you're hearing, definitely subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, and make sure you download our latest weekly episode 143 of the Pro Project Podcast. And K-State Nation, we might have something in store for you guys here this semester, as we get into where we're into February, so we're doing that. So I've been teasing special guests for the past couple weeks, but we can get some set up. I got to double check with my potential guests, but there could be another big guest on the show, so I'm just laying it out there right now. So that's that on that. I'm really excited about those possibilities as well. So definitely you want to make sure you subscribe to the podcast, all things K-State. Of course, throwing in my co-host Alex A. on those podcasts as well. So definitely make sure you subscribe. And of course, my DM, got a question. I'm telling you, we want to hear from you guys, especially the loss against Texas. I want to hear from our listeners. If you have Twitter, go find me, Eddie_EG3. If you have a question or a comment or anything that could, most likely, if you have a question or comment, could be, your question or comment could be on a future weekly, telling you, go DM at Eddie_EG3. Yes, so, all right, so the announcement I wanted to make was, and I made it on my Facebook page, earlier this week. A lot of people have been asking me, okay, what you gonna do next as far as marathon-wise, right? So, next marathon, and I'm going to run just one this year. There's not going to be two. Not going to be jumping in, diving in three and whatnot. I've been doing two marathons the last couple years. And particularly with the spring semester, I've been a big-time struggle for whatever reason. Decided, change it up a little bit. And this race was not on my radar whatsoever. Obviously, people are going to talk about Boston, which is the Super Bowl of running. And we're going to have the Super Bowl next week. At this time, we're going to know the champion of the NFL next week, as their Super Bowl week is pretty much upon us now, with Super Bowl 57, KC Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, of course, Super Bowl of NASCAR is a week after that. I'm excited for that. And, of course, Boston is Super Bowl running, right? Everybody talks about that. Between that, Chicago and New York. I think Chicago's second, because a lot of people will talk about how flat it is. And New York being the toughest one, three, right? But I'm going to put, it was mentioned a little bit a couple of years ago, but I didn't really think of it. That's just another marathon race. It is what it is there. But the more I understand it, the more of this big race it is. And I'm going to be going up to Minnesota this summer, June 17th, going down, Grandma's Marathon, going down, and it falls on Father's Day, and I was like, hell, I'll give it a shot. So, obviously, the U.S., going up north for me, and this is my podcast, so I say what the hell I want. Going up north, visiting these places, going back to being fortunate enough to go to Juneau, Alaska, not once but twice. One for an entire summer for the first time, the other one was for a couple weeks. That was an absolute jaw dropping experience. I was blown away by that. Seeing Washington for the first time on a visit there. Let's see, my fastest time was up north, and that was several years ago, in Ohio, and that was a much tougher course. that was an Air Force base that I did it in, 302, and it still is my fastest time to this point, right? So that is still the fastest time, man. I had a blast overall. Incredible. I did not go in that race expecting to put that down at all. Now, I fast forward what? How many years is that now? Like 7 or 8, probably. I know more now than I did back then. That was my second ever marathon, the Air Force Marathon in Ohio with one of my good dudes, who's in the Air Force right now. I'm just baffled by what I did then and what I can't do now, but I've been knocking, but all of a sudden I feel like I'm knocking on the door or something big. Chase is on. The chase continues. Chase for three. Chasing three in 2023. I don't believe, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for sure. And hopefully these numbers are coincidence. With my daughter turning 3 here in 2 weeks, the year 2023. And then, of course, coming off of this 5K, I finished third as well. So I don't know what it is. That's some weird stuff going on right now. Oh, I found it. Sweet. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about the ADD moment. But yeah, I don't know what it is. It might be the number sequence or what. I don't know because it's exciting. Came out for the day. As I said, came from Kansas City, did the kickoff 5K and finished third. Was stellar with that. So to my fastest time of the year so far in the 5Ks. Now again, I'm gonna take a slight break of the 5Ks because I have a couple of races on deck that I want to focus on. Obviously, before the summer, the big summer race, grandma's. I think the more I learn about it, the more I put it right up there with Boston, or of course behind Boston, actually, really, because you got big names that run this race. I've heard a lot of great things from this race. The people up north, in particular in that area, when visitors come to town, I know two of my friends. My two of my good best running friends, they did this race last year. One of them qualified for Boston, so who which he's going to be running. And speaking of Boston, that's going to be coming around the corner pretty. That's going to be coming up real soon. That's in April and on Patriots Day in Boston right there. So he better get right. But yeah, so I figured why not? You live once, right? So go up there, experience it. Who knows? So, and when I signed up, the half marathon was already sold out. Woo! But except for there's a couple tickets going out because I know a few people now on that Facebook page of the Grandma's Marathon participants said that they can't, unfortunately can't run. But it's still sold out. But it's still sold out. But that's unfortunate for them. Yeah, so. Yeah, and I just found out while I was up there that I friends people that I've met. That I've gotten to know over the past 5 months or so. Every time I go up or do a race up there, obviously my little brother lives in KC, so I go up there multiple times along with my parents. That they're gonna heesh that they're gonna be running grandma's, so that's good company right there. Yeah, I'm super stoked about the opportunity to go back up north. To a particular part, whether it's Alaska or not, Alaska, Ohio, Northern Ohio, anyways. Yeah, that's it so far. So yeah, it's been neat. Having an opportunity to go to Wyoming, during our little West Coast trip, West Coast vacation, with the fam. That was an experience. Never been out that far west. Well. Yeah, before, and then going to Cali. Cali, that's another beast there. That's a whole nother conversation for another time there as well. But yeah, that's the announcement right there. So I don't know. I just wrapped up the first week of training, and it all capped off with a stellar third place finish at the 5K in KC, the kickoff 5K over there in Leawood, Kansas. Yeah, I started out, I wanted to save a little bit. Start off a little bit conservative and then boom, just go to work. And at one point, and I ran the second half of that race with one shoe untied. So I was not gonna stop. I was not gonna. And look, these last two, this and the Battle of Bean, these are no joke courses, especially you want a PR. These are no joke courses. They're uphill, and KC has all those damn hills. So you want, if you want a PR, you better be on top of your game. And this is my fastest race to date. Obviously, everything started here in town, just getting under what, 19 minutes in the first race, the first day 5K, 10K race, and then Battle of the Bean. I think that was a little more challenging this one, to be if I want to be honest here, with all the twists and turns and uphills and all that other stuff like that. The Battle of the Bean there, where I thought, oh, okay, I got this. I have a shot here. I was up to fourth and then got passed. This time, same thing, but I battled back. I responded. I was battling with the fourth and fifth place guys all day, all race in that particular spot. And then I got passed. I passed them on the uphill and then in the steep uphill in mile two. And then I got passed in the beginning of the last mile. And then it came back on them and just left them. And then I caught and eventually caught the third place guy who apparently. I think he was targeting me. He was worried about me for the most part because I don't know, it's just something I knew right away when he came up to me and getting ready at the start. He came right to me first and asked about my age and what or not, and all this other mumbo jumbo stuff. But I caught him because he went out super fast, caught him at the end, passed him, and I needed another mile. I needed another mile because I know that leader was slowing down. Yeah, because he was going out. Well, I think with the guy who finished behind me, the guy that sought me out, 5:15 pace, something like that, 5:10, 5:15 place. And yeah, I experienced that. And yes, I'm super fast, but I got to practice more and holding that pace. Let's say that from the JC 4th of July race from last semester, last summer, man, that was rough. That was a little rough there, cause I went out like a house of fire and I got caught from behind. So I know, I know how that's like. There, you have to conserve a little bit, and I just told myself to conserve just a little bit and half that finishing kick towards the end or towards that last mile, and boom, it all clicked. So I'm working that's the strategy I want to work with the grandmas this summer. And based on what I did in Dallas, I don't know what it was, but I was feeling pain already. And I'm still in awe of what happened, of how I came through at 305, or almost, it was almost 304, but just few seconds shy of that. But Dallas is my second fastest race. KC is my third. And all these are no joke, right? No joke courses. So, and what everybody raves about grandmas is, beautiful, beautiful course, and you're running point to point. I love point to point race. I don't like this loop stuff. I really don't. Yeah, Dallas is one big ass loop. KC, one big ass loop, because you're going right back to the start finish line. So you're going from city to city, which I am. Look, I thrive on that. And Bill Snyder half, that's point to point. You're starting out on the I-70, going running right to town, baby. Unfortunately, I'm not running the half because I'm running the 5K. But my coach doesn't want me to do that because she wants to save my legs for the grandma. So, but I am doing it. I already signed up for 5K. So, that's done deal. That's a done deal, and she's okay with that. So, but yeah. Yeah, man, looking forward to it, man. Got a lot of mojo going on right now, and I will prepare for St. Paddy's Day races next month. So that's where I'm at now, along with getting ready, starting to get into this training for grandma. So I'm excited for it all here. And third place, podium finish, hell yeah, I'll take that. Take that with it. I wish it was another half mile, because I was gonna get second. Very fortunate there, because I knew I was just eyeing him the whole. I was eyeing that guy in the blue shirt, blue tank top shirt. Once I got past the guy that was dying, slowing down really for that matter, because he was slowing down big time. I got him. So, top three for your boy and KC, kickoff 5K, and I am doing the iconic historic grandmas. And yes, and oh, by the way, it is a big time race. So I'm super excited to get up there. Lord willing, obviously, it's a lot of time between now in June this summer, big event, so I'm looking forward to it. Never heard of it until recently, well, until last year when my friends went more in depth and then eventually ran the race, and they did well, PRs for both of them. Hey, chasing three, baby, let's get it. Let's get his top three and Twitter as much as I don't want to say it, but hey man, you gotta get it, and you gotta put it out there. Like somebody another running podcasters just said this week, you gotta put it out there. Gotta put it out there, gotta strive for it, baby. This is my lifetime goal and still running, still searching for it. But I feel like now I have closed the gap and I'm ready to rock and roll. So chasing three in 2023, baby, here on the Purple Project podcast, baby. So Grandma's Marathon this summer, June 17th. Why did I purchase a date? The Purple Project podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. I know you guys loved these recaps of the training weeks last year when all the numbers came out. So I might do it every other, I might do it 2 weeks. I might just do it every 2 weeks. So the next time you're in here from my report will probably not this upcoming week, but the following week. So I won't do like I did post every week. I'm just gonna do it 2 weeks at a time. So that way it'd be a little bit more coverage and things like that as the journey to Minnesota begins right now. EG3 Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats. Talk to you on the next edition.